Where am I? What are they doing there? How did I get here? I guess I got there after the big noise, but the answers to the questions I did not know. I timidly turned to my left and saw nothing but people as far as the eye could see. I turned to my right, and there too were oceans of people. On one side of me was my father. He looked so peaceful. His eyes were warm and happy. On the other side of me, there was my mother, whose bluish-green eyes stared pleasantly at the black desk. I glanced over and saw my sisters. I saw my grandmother, wanted to cry, "Granny! Oh, Granny! I thought you were dead." But I would have broken the silence. I quickly saw that around me in a circle was my family. And then my other relatives in another circle. And then my closest friends. And then all the people I had ever known were circled around me and were watching me. There was a sharp noise like that of a trumpet. A book was open. The cover fell with a thud to the top of the desk. Then other books were open. At least I wasn't first. I didn't want to be first. Thousands of people went before me. But still, it seemed like I was first. Even those who were weeping and screaming now began saying, "Clyde Fulmer." It echoes again and again and again. A thousand daggers tore at my stomach. I knew it was my turn. Again, the voice from the top of the desk spoke. But this time, it was still and small. It said,
"Clyde Fulmer of the 16th generation of Fulmers, step forward."
I fell to my knees and began to cry, "Forgive me, God! God, oh God, forgive me!" The voice said,
"Silence."
On a gigantic movie screen, all my thoughts were projected. The people who knew me were horrified. Some said with great disdain, "He thought that?" And others uttered shock, oohs, and ahs. I was not really embarrassed. This was much too serious. Everyone became silent. I began to shake violently, and by then I was wet with a cold sweat. The voice spoke this time like thunder, with anger.
"Depart from me, ye cursed. Give me eternal fire, prepare for the devil."
I fell upon my face and began to claw and bite myself. I screamed again and again, "Have mercy, oh my God, I love you, God, God." Two men clothed in white, with eyes like fire, came to me. They took my arms and lifted me up. I was still screaming. I turned and looked at my family. They didn't look sad, but repulsed. Oh, how wretched is the sight of a damned person. The men led me to the left side. I couldn't cry, I couldn't scream. I just stood there among the thousands. As I stood there in the midst of the weeping, cursing, biting, screaming mob, I began to think of all the opportunities I had in my life that would have put me on the right side, the blessed side. And I too began to cry. After a while, some men in white clothes opened up the two doors from the bottom of the cloud. All of us on the left side were herded like cattle through the two doors, down a great ramp. There we stood in the black pit. We all pushed and squeezed to get as close as we could to the ramp, so we could get a last look at the pure light. A sudden hush fell on the ocean of people. Every muscle in my body tensed, and again I was shaking uncontrollably. In the opening at the top of the ramp was God's face. It was brighter than the light of a million furnaces, and it glowed with pure love. It was so pure that some could not behold it and fell prostrate on their faces. We stood spellbound, and in the horror of horrors, the climax of all tortures, God turned his face away. Then the great doors were shut, and all was darkness. The multitude wailed a wail that shook the very foundation of hell. Then with one great explosion, the fires of hell were ignited. The fire, the brimstone, the mental anguish were fused inseparably into this hellish nightmare. But it is no nightmare. I call upon God to relieve my pain, but there is no God. He has turned his face away. And I remember, oh, if I only could not remember, I remember my life and all the opportunities I had to be saved. I remember the Christian school I attended and all the sermons I heard. I remember my Christian home and the members of my family who are now around God's throne. And I remember the day of judgment. That fateful day when I was sent to this torment. That was yesterday. Or was it today? Or was it 10,000 years ago? There is no time here, only misery and memory. Oh, if only God would say to me, burn in hell one day and then come join the blessed. Or if he would say, burn 1,000,000 years and join the loved and the blessed. There was an end to this torment. Let this body be burnt up, let my soul be consumed. Oh, if only these everlasting worms would stop eating away at my body for 1 minute. I bite and claw myself, but no blood comes forth. I curse and scream, but to no avail. I pray, but God does not hear me. Oh, my wretched soul, why? Oh, why did the world have to end? Why couldn't I have had one more day? I was going to accept Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. I really was. Tomorrow.